Communication is a single transcendental act which lifts humanity's eyes above the dirt.
The Breakfast Buffet on 95BFM, brought to you by the Student Radio Network.
Hello, Wellington. Morena.
Oh. Kia ora, Rachel Ashby.
Hey, hey.
BFM. Hello.
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
I'm good. For radioactive listeners, this is the Breakfast Buffet, the live cross to BFM this morning. Kia ora.
Kia ora. How's it going? I heard a little snippet of Pickle Darling there.
Yeah, yep, 5 a.m. from Pickle Darling. Yep, just something to warm us up this morning.
Excellent.
Staring down the barrel of a southerly and a light sprinkling of rain.
Oh, nice. Sounds very Wellington.
Yep. How are you faring this morning? How's it shaping up looking in Tamaki?
We're good. It's cold for us, which is I'm not even going to tell you what the actual temperature is because it's embarrassing. But yeah,
you'll think we're weak.
We've all got our double duvets out. You know, single glazed windows still hits in Auckland, just probably not quite as hard as it does in Wellie. We've had a nice week though, playing 100% New Zealand music across the B. It's been a really fun celebration, and we are just kind of victory lapping today with lots of cool tunes. And, you know, nice messages from people, everyone sending in their favourite deep cuts, and we've been trying to get as many of those played as we can. It's been a really nice week. What have you guys been up to?
Oh, I love that. It just seems so collegial, doesn't it?
It totally does.
New Zealand Music Month, New Zealand Music Week. It's just another excuse to just reinvigorate energy around New Zealand music.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, like we say, every day is New Zealand music here at Active and at BFM, but to commit to playing literally thousands of songs a week from Aotearoa just like sort of proves how much music we do create as a country.
Absolutely. We love to show off about this in the Student Radio Network, but it's so easy for us to do as well. It's like the easiest week to organise because you're like, well, this is great. I just get to play all my favourite tracks. Takes no time to organise. It's heaps of fun. And we just get to be like, everyone should do this. It's a great time.
Yeah, we've had lots of interesting music interviews planned this week. Caught up with Rodney Fisher and we talked about some of the work that New Zealand Music Commission does. Took a trip down memory lane, had to play a bit of Good Shirt, didn't I?
Oh, classic. You got to do it.
And then we've got Claire Gillard and Lexi Mills. They're going to be joining me this morning talking about Femme and Bass, which is a wonderful showcase of some of the best femme and gender diverse DJs and producers in Pōneke, and they'll be hosting a gig for that this evening, which will be really exciting.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Yeah, we've been doing much the same, talking around what's happening in the scene at the moment. We've had a few people come in and play us some tunes this week. We had Jasmine Marion yesterday playing some songs. Earlier in the week, we had actually BFM alumni Finn Dalbeth, who's in a band called Dresser, which are actually based over in Montreal at the moment, but he was home visiting family, so we got him to sneak into the studio and play us a couple of tracks, which was really awesome. And we've got Reb Fountain and Dave Kahn coming in to play one very long song today, which I'm very excited about. This is how Reb has pitched it. She's like, I've got one song, but it's very, very long. So I'm intrigued about what that's going to sound like, but I'm sure it'll be amazing. What is the track you've picked for us this morning from Pōneke, Maggie?
I've picked a bit of Fairy for you. They're a new supergroup, and it's an acronym. So apparently it stands for At This Very Point in Time, Fighting Always Interrupts Relaxing Yoga.
It's true.
But that acronym does change according to who you speak to from the band. It's combined effort of Harrison Scholes, Mary Dent, Alex Hanna and Bianca Bailey, and sometimes they change the live roster a little bit.
Nice.
As well. They've released an EP called Very, Very Scary Fairy, and they've really made a name for themselves playing live in the city. All of their songs are very clipped at no longer than 2.5 minutes, but they're fresh, pretty percussion heavy, silly, and I also really enjoy the names of their songs, like RAV4 Girls and Scary Equals Ordinary.
Nice. This is super cool. That is a bit of a super group. I like a band with a rotating cast. That's always a very enjoyable time. You never know exactly what you're going to get.
I've sent you the first track off that release. It's called Businessman. What have you got in store for me, Rach?
We have sent you guys a brand new single from a brand new group. They're called Bay Corp, spelt like B-A-E. They are Sam Denny, who is in Scotty Banks and Baby Teeth, and visual artist and first time ever singing on a track, Nirvana Helder, who's got the most unbelievable secret weapon of a voice, which they've been hiding from us this whole time. So I'm really pleased that they are flexing it on these new Bay Corp songs. It's called Can I Take a Feed? feeling. And if you like The Simpsons, or if you just grew up in the 90s or the 2000s, you're going to recognize most of the lyrics to this song, but somehow it sort of hits a really emotional note too. So I don't want to over-explain it because I think it speaks for itself. If you look up the image of the cover art on Bandcamp, you see a very sad looking Ralph Wiggins. And that's kind of, I think, all you need to know before you walk into this track. But they have got a whole EP on the way, and I'm looking forward to hearing it. They say it's full of far more depressing songs, so I'm looking forward to that particular vibe that Baycorp will be bringing us. But yeah, they're from Tāmaki Makaurau, and I think they're one to watch for sure.
Rachel and Zoe, thank you for joining Radioactive, and happy New Zealand Music Week.
Happy New Zealand Music Week. We'll see you guys soon. Ka kite.
Ka kite anō.
All right, let's have some fairy. Is fairy, which I think stands for fighting something in the middle of yoga. What is it?
Fighting always interrupts relaxing yoga.
But that changes. So I like that. That was Businessman. You can grab that EP from Bandcamp.
Togetherness, you know?
The Breakfast Buffet on 95 BFM, brought to you by the Student Radio Network.